Stop jumping on me. Why are you doing that?
Having a bad dog day?
Rex, come back here.
From police dogs to pet dogs, from potty training to pet peeves, number one best-selling author and 30-year canine trainer Andy Falco knows how to get to the meat of what's eating your dog. This is Falco Canine Dog Talk,
the show that helps you and your dog create a relationship of love and respect.
What a good boy. Good heel, Rex. I love you, Rex.
And now here's your host, Andy Falco.
Hey gang, it's Andy over at Falco Canines Dog Talk. How you doing? Wow, it has been a little while, but we have been so busy here at Falco Canine Academy with so many different things. I've been busy writing a book for dog trainers, and I've been very fortunate I was able to take it to a number one bestseller on Amazon, and we got a bed bug a bed bug program that has been a long time in the making, and it looks like we are really on around the bend and on the last furlough, and coming up to the finish line on that sometime in February 2015. We will be announcing what this new bed bug dog program is. It's actually a bed bug product that utilizes a bed bug detection dog, and it is going to be huge, and I'm so proud to be a part of it. It's going to be great. I want to talk about how wonderful it is, and there's so little I can say about it right now because we're all under disclosure agreements and just cannot say too much about it. But it is fantastic, and we are so looking forward to presenting it. It's going to change bed bug pest control detection, bed bug detection dog programs. It's going to change everything. And so just so very, very excited. But it takes a while to get some of these products off the ground and services. And this is one that just really needed to be completely researched, produced, tested. And we're coming again back to the finish line on this one. So it's going to be fantastic. So been busy doing that. We got some things going on over in the Middle East and a whole bunch of other stuff. So enough of the excuses. Let's get down to the podcast for the day. But first, hear this message for a phone number you can call to leave a question and message for me so that I can answer it on Falco Canines Dog Talk.
Got a dog question you'd like answered on air? Call the K9 line at 714-798-9961. That's 714-798-9961. And now, back to Falco K9 Dog Talk.
All right, gang. So today's topic just kind of comes up. You know, it just so happens that I had a little bit of time today working with one of our trainers, Derek Bergner, and a dog that happens to be in our board and train. The dog came to us from France. The family flew in with their dogs and had a couple issues with their dogs, and we've been problem solving with these dogs ever since. And it's been going very well. It's just they got little quirks and little things going on that are very interesting. And so it made me think about a little bit about issues with aggression and perceived aggression from dogs. And then today, actually just like 15 minutes ago, I was watching How to Train Your Dragon with my children, and how that dragon, was thought to be the worst of the worst of the dragons. Nobody had taken a picture of him. He was a dragon that nobody lived when they confronted him in battle. And this dragon obviously was completely misunderstood because the star of the show was able to connect with that dragon at a time when the dragon was at his weakest and injured, and they became friends and pals and actually became comrades in battle against other dragons and eventually tamed all the dragons in this particular show. Now, I know that's fiction, and I know that it is a cartoon, but it reminds me so much of the times when we are confronted with dogs, or we are called about dogs, where the owners themselves believe that their dog is aggressive, or they have seen what they believe is aggression. And in fact, it is, you know, I'm going to go on out on a limb and say, I'm going to say not aggression, but there's going to be some dog trainers that battle me on this, and there's going to be some people that say, no, that's aggression. But there is a difference, at least in my world, in my dog training world, where I see a dog that is confused, a dog that is scared, or a dog that is carrying baggage and doesn't know how to communicate that it is worried about its survival, worried about its safety, worried about, you know, injury. And the dog will exhibit what we recognize as aggression. Now, somebody could argue and say, well, then that's aggression. And I will say, you may be right. However, we got to take a look at what it is that the dog is actually trying to tell us. So let's talk about this dog named Shino, which is a Dutch Shepherd, a big dog, a strong dog, a dog that's known to be a very effective police dog, mostly because of its strength and its speed and the way that it bites. And so Shino's in our facility, came from France. And our trainers and our kennel crew go to walk this dog. And during the walk, we instruct them that this dog is in training, so there needs to be some obedience in the process of taking this dog out for its breaks and that kind of thing. And in that process, and in the training process, the dog begins to bite at the leash and growls and at the leash and bites it. And it's often doing so at the place where the trainer or the walker's hands are. And so, of course, from their point of view, the dog is trying to bite them. And they come to me and they say, you know, Chino is very difficult to put in a down position, because once sitting, healing, fine. Putting the dog in the down position, the dog becomes aggressive, in their words, and begins to bite the leash and growls and barks, and we can't control it, and we, you know, get worried for our safety, and we can't get the dog to go into a down. And if we are able to get the dog in a down, we're not able to get the dog to stay, because then the dog jumps up and begins to bite the leash and comes towards us in an aggressive manner. So I get a hold of the dog, take the dog out of the kennel, begin to do the healing, and the moment that I go to put the dog in a down, which, you know, the French command, which I can't think of right now. Shoot, can't think of what it is. We give the dog the command. The dog immediately grabs the leash at my hands, roar, and grabs the leash and begins biting it and shaking his head and growling. And again, you can say it's aggression. That's fine. I call it confusion. Because what I saw the dog do is the dog actually go around my hand and bite the leash. And no matter where it is, I placed my hand on the leash, the dog would see my hand and go away from my hand and bite the leash. And so this is where it is important to have experience. This is important where we have to have these discussions and talks. And any of you listening that are trainers or have dogs at aggression, I first of all do not want you to put yourself in a position of danger. I've been doing this a really long time, and I kind of accept the fact that there's times where I'm going to be wrong and I may get bitten. And so in this case, again, this is what I did. I'm not telling you to do this. I purposely put my hand in the places where I thought the dog would be more likely to bite, because what I perceived and what I saw was the dog not trying to bite me, but trying to bite the leash. We're going to come back to that in a minute. But as soon as I did that, I again saw the dog avoid my hand and begin to bite the leash. And so what I did was I put my hand in a position where the dog obviously had to go higher on the leash, in other words, towards the handle. That way I had to hold a leash between him and his training collar, which at this time is just a fur saver. It's not a pinch collar. It's not anything like a regular choke chain. It's a fur saver, which, you know, for me, that is important to know, because the fur saver is a very weak correction compared to a choke chain or pinch collar. And so when the dog would bite the leash, it would be above my hand and I would still have access to the collar. And so I gave the dog a correction and told him no, he stopped biting the leash. All right, so what is this issue about biting the leash? My thoughts are, and my belief is, through my training and experience that I have with dogs, is this dog is obviously carrying some baggage of bad training or a bad experience, where when it came time to train this dog to down, the trainer or the people involved, perhaps on purpose or by accident, pushed this dog to a place where he was very, very uncomfortable. And at the same time, the dog believed it was the leash that was the cause of his pain and discomfort. The leash was the thing that was causing him confusion. The leash was the thing that was causing him fear. And so he begins to bite the leash because when he did so, he was able to yank the leash out of the perpetrator's hands, whoever it was, again, either on purpose or by accident, and was able to get the perceived threat, the thing that he was fearful of, to stop. And so by growling and biting at the leash, the dog quickly learned that he was able to get the process of teaching him to go into a down and stay in a down would stop. Now, when that happens, the dog is getting rewarded, or the dog is perceiving that's how I get this thing to stop, and now it begins to get bigger and stronger, and the dog realizes that that is how I make it happen. Now, the dog comes to our place, and what happens? He's being walked by our walkers, being walked by our trainer with maybe not as experienced as myself, and it works again, and the dog is able to bite the leash, get them to stop, and the dog goes back in the kennel and doesn't have to, you know, stay in a down, go into a down, and the exercises end. And so what do? We reinforce the fact that if the dog bites the leash and growls enough, then everything stops. The threat stops, and he doesn't have to do what it is that they are trying to get him to do. And this whole time that the trainers and the walkers are with the dog, they believe this dog is aggressive. The owners believe this dog is aggressive. The other trainers that don't have enough experience over in France think the dog is aggressive, when in fact the dog simply learned how to get the discomfort or the threat to stop. Has the dog ever bitten anybody? No. The dog has no history of biting anybody. The dog has no history of knocking anybody down out of aggression, or chasing anybody down out of aggression. It's just this one thing. And so we went through a few exercises, and pretty soon I had the dog laying in a down on command, with the dog not biting the leash, with the dog not showing what we thought was aggression. And it was simply because I communicated a little bit better with the dog. I didn't allow the dog to win and be successful in growling and snarling at me and getting me to stop. The dog continually had to follow through, and the reward became stronger when the dog did do what I wanted him to do. The praise was strong. The pats on the head, the exercise was shorter and more dynamic, and soon the dog was happy to lay down because I understood him. I understood that he was not aggressive. I understood that what he was trying to tell me was that he was confused and fearful of what was about to happen, or the command to lay down, when in fact the command to lay down is simply a command. It shouldn't be something the dog should fear. As a matter of fact, when I put a dog in a down, it is most often for the dog's safety, because I don't want the dog to run out into the street, or I don't want the dog to get involved in a situation that it can't handle. And so I begin to change the dog's perspective of the down position, that it's not something to be feared, but it's something to be accepted, and that because my leader has commanded me to do so, that is the best thing to do. And that's lay down without barking, without aggression, without biting the leash. All right, so I hope this episode of Falco Canines Dog Talk connected with a few of you, and I hope that it makes sense as to what I'm talking about. Again, I want to remind you all that you need to go to professional. If you don't have one, give us a call and let us know how we can help you. That aggression is kind of tricky. that I'm not telling you that every dog out there that's trying to bite something is not truly aggressive. Just we need to understand it sometimes, and we need to have a professional who's been doing it for a while look at it, and it, we may find out that it's not aggression at all, that it's just confusion. The dog has some baggage that he's carrying, and this is the thing that has allowed him to not have to feel that sense of fear and that sense of that he may die or he may get hurt. All right. Again, we appreciate your time and listening to these podcasts. Make sure and listen to the end of the podcast, our outro, as we call it, because there's going to be some information that you can connect with us and let us know how you feel about the podcast and what you want to know. And we're looking forward to hearing from you. All right. Well, have a great week, and we will talk to you at the next one. Take care. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your dog? Learn how to change that into a relationship of love and respect with help from Falco Canine Academy.
Get your free training report at falcocanineacademy.com.
Thanks for listening to Falco Canine Dog Talk,
the show that helps you and your dog create a relationship of love and respect.
If you like what you just heard, we hope you'll pass along our web address at www.falcocanineacademy.com.
And like our Facebook page at facebook.com/Falco Canine Academy.
Follow us on twitter.com/Falco Canine Academy.
And subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/Falco143.
And remember, if you've got questions for Andy, call the K9 line at 714-798-9961. That's 714-798-9961.
This is a production of Falco Enterprises Incorporated. All rights reserved.